one of Elon Musk and his Department of Government. Efficiency's next targets appears to be Fort Knox, Kentucky. That's where the United States has a large and heavily secured gold reserve, and the public is not allowed. In a post on his social media platform X, Musk wrote, "Looking for gold at Fort Knox," with a cartoon character and the words, "And it's gone." There are more than 147 million ounces of gold at the military base, which is more than any other location in the United States, according to Treasury Department. It supposedly is worth $428 billion, but does not get a yearly review. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky went on Fox News to urge Musk to do some digging. "You know, some of them do not think it needs to audit it all the time, but I think the more sunlight, the better. The more transparency, the better. And it brings attention to the fact that gold still has value. And implicitly, not explicitly, gold still gives value to the dollar. That's why we don't get rid of it. We have it. The IMF has it. The World Bank has it. Most central banks around the world have it. And it's an implicit trust that the dollar still has backing." Musk continued on his platform, X posting, "Who is confirming that gold wasn't stolen from Fort Knox? Maybe it's there. Maybe it's not. That gold is owned by the American public. We want to know if it's still there." Senator Mike Lee also weighed in on X, saying he tried to get into Fort Knox, but has been denied access to the military installation, even though he is a U.S. senator, and no reason was given for the denial. Congress inspected the gold in 1974. Fort Knox would be the biggest target yet of the Trump administration's ongoing effort to cut massive amounts of spending and reduce the federal workforce.